Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at betterleadersbetterschools.com/book. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. This podcast is also a proud member of the Edu Podcast Network, podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. You can listen to more great education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com. Our final sponsor is the book Reclaiming the Classroom, which provides a roadmap for teachers to get back to a position of power and respect and offers administrators advice on how to support and encourage their efforts. Check the book out at reclaimingtheclassroom.com. I created Better Leaders, Better Schools because I was fed up of not having deep conversations, vulnerable, authentic conversations about school leadership. And that's why you keep coming back week after week. You listen to this podcast as an investment in your own leadership development. If you would like to invest in the production of Better Leaders, Better Schools, I have really good news. It's extremely affordable. $1 or $2 a month will go very far and make a big impact. At $10 a month, I'll send you one of my favorite leadership books every 60 days. To become a patron, it's easy. Just click the link in the show notes, become a patron. Thank you for investing in yourself and thank you for investing in this podcast. Thank you for listening every week. Let's get this show started.
Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where school leaders go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top influencers in education. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Daniel Bauer.
Better leaders, by now you've gotten a ton of value from this podcast and blog. In fact, I've been speaking to you on your commute daily to work, during your workout, or maybe even while you complete your chores. By now you've heard me discuss masterminds a number of times, and I'm looking for 20 of the top leaders that listen to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast that want to level up their leadership. They want to get better. They want to accelerate their growth. They want to be held accountable for their own goals. And I'll tell you what, if you click on the show notes, I have a number of links for you. There's a link where you can read about masterminds, two links there. You can set up a 30-minute complimentary call to learn more about masterminds. Or if you're like me and you're all in on the Better Masterminds, you can reserve your spot now. They're going to go fast. They are limited. And listen, I'm being bold, but I want the top school leaders that listen to this show to work with me that we can grow together and become a better leader. And finally, I want to say, if you enjoyed today's episode, there's a part one and part two to this. And I interviewed Jethro on his podcast, The Transformative Principle. There's a link in the show notes. So go ahead, hop over there and check out his show too.
Okay, so today I am honored to be interviewing Daniel Bauer, who's the host of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast and author of that website. And Daniel is somebody that I met a few months ago after he started his podcast, and I've really enjoyed it and I'm happy to have him on the podcast today. He is an assistant principal out in the Chicago area, and I'm very fortunate to have him on here, and I hope that you'll go check out his podcast at betterleadersbetterschools.com. But we're here for a special reason today. We are here to talk about the mastermind classes that both he and I are starting. Daniel, do you want to start talking about why you're doing a mastermind and why that is so important to you?
It's a great question. And Jethro, thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show. I've really loved listening to you, connecting with you on the Voxer group. And then we started developing a relationship too outside of our podcasting Voxer group. And you've just been really generous with tips and tricks and just helpful ideas everywhere. And I want to thank you for that. And it was also incredible, even though we're in different chat rooms, it was really fun to experience that Seth Godin leadership workshop together as well.
Oh, that was so awesome. Man, that was so powerful. That was 3 intense hours in the morning.
I know.
Well, in my morning, it was 5 to 8 a.m. for me in Alaska, and a very powerful fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants, like super fast, intense, working through some really cool leadership problems. That was amazing for me.
So how did you handle bathroom breaks? Because I have a small bladder. I wore a diaper. What did you do?
There's a thing called a stadium pal. Just look it up.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, let's be serious. Why we're going to masterminds? For me personally, they've just been very powerful in my own life. And I've been blessed to be a part of a couple. One was for podcasters. I joined a group called Podcaster's Paradise. And there's a guy out there, John Lee Dumas, and he does this thing, Entrepreneur on Fire. It has a pretty incredible show. And it really ignited something in me. Part of being in his group is accountability groups. And that's what masterminds really are all about, is accountability. And that took me from somebody just had an idea of a podcast through thinking through the steps of what I needed to launch. And then from there, how to keep continuing to tweak it so I put out the highest quality show as possible. And I did that because I was accountable to two guys, Mike and Mike, and we met Thursdays at 8 p.m. every single week. And that was a really incredible time in my life. Since then, and also ironically connected to John Lee Dumas, JLD had this guy, Aaron Walker, who is just one of the most genuine, integrity focused type guy. I mean, have you ever just met somebody you're like, wow, this, I just need to be around him. He's so awesome. Yes,
absolutely.
That's Aaron. And so after hearing him on the podcast, I went to his website, viewfromthetop.com. I joined his sort of like entry level community group, which is called The Community. And that has to do with a private Facebook page and weekly webinars where you're really developing yourself personally. And he invited me, you know, he gave me a call, he emailed me and said, Dan, I want you in one of my masterminds. So we went back and forth about it. I finally pulled the trigger, and it's been a number of months since being in there. And the results of how I've grown personally and professionally are already, I've gotten my money's worth. You know what I mean? The friendships I've developed, it's just been an unbelievable experience. And so I want that for school leaders. It's a lonely job being a principal, being a school leader. You get beaten down. It's a thankless job quite a bit. And so we need a safe space where we can get together, where we can take off the mask, be authentic, and share our successes and our challenges. And that's what a mastermind is. So it's a weekly meeting where you're talking about that type of stuff. You're getting great feedback, objective feedback, hard-hitting questions on what's going to push you forward and really accelerate your leadership. That's in a nutshell why I'm starting masterminds for school leaders.
So that all sounds really cool. What separates a mastermind from just having a group of friends that are hanging out, other principal buddies that you go out with? What is the difference with a mastermind specifically?
Number one, that's a great question, Jethro. Number one, I actually do it, right? And one of my frustrations and the reason Better Leaders, Better Schools was even born was I was hitting my head against the wall on why I couldn't have authentic and vulnerable and challenging conversations about school leadership consistently. And it was really bugging me that locally in the third largest school district in the nation in Chicago, that it was just hard to have these conversations, even though I'm surrounded by tons of people. So I created the website, I created the podcast, started connecting with folks. And what I've found is that when you have a little bit of skin in the game too, right, you are more likely to show up. I have friends that are school leaders. We get stuff on the calendar and life happens, right? And for one reason or another, the stuff we say we're committed to, people often sort of blow you off, I guess. When you are investing in yourself financially to say, you know, this is my professional development, I'm investing in myself, you tend to then also invest in your time, invest in being mindful, being present, that you actually show up not only physically, but mentally. And it just, like I said, it's like you have skin in the game. So I really haven't seen poor attendance in the masterminds. Like, just everybody's always there. And the neat thing too is, even though locally you might have some friends that you like to have conversations with, the proximity is what brought you together. What's different about a mastermind, and specifically a mastermind online, is that geographically you're not connected. You're spread all over the country, right? But you are passionate, absolutely passionate about being the best school leader you can be. And that commonality is really exciting and builds a lot of momentum to run a mastermind with.
So what are people going to get from being a part of your mastermind?
So the way we're going to organize that, you know, we'll meet for an hour during the week for each week in the month. There'll be a time where you check in. Could be something like 1 to 5, 1 terrible, 5 incredible. Like, how was your week and why? It could be just like celebrating a win from the week. But there'll be some type of connection time just to get the conversation started. We'll also be reading great leadership books together as a group. So we'll have a few discussion questions there. And then the majority of the time will be spent with somebody on what I call the hot seat. So an individual will have at least 30 minutes minimum where they come to the group and through like maybe a private Facebook group, they've already shared the scenario and the questions, but they'll just remind us, here's what I'd like to discuss. And we would talk about what is the biggest challenge you're facing at your school right now, or what's the biggest goal you're trying to achieve. And with that, then we'll take the collective ideas, the creativity, the IQ of the group, and we'll offer just very objective feedback and ask questions that will start peeling back the layers of what really is going on at the heart of your challenge or your goal and help you accomplish it much faster than you could by yourself. So that's sort of how it's organized. Outside of that, like I said, the book, private Facebook group. So it's just a safe space where you can be yourself and share, you know, wins and challenges or just life, continue to develop relationships. That's another huge benefit, sometimes an unexpected benefit of masterminds. I actually, before recording today, Jethro, one of the guys, he lives in California in a mastermind I'm part of. He was just coming through Chicago and we connected. We had dinner tonight, and we're also going to have a meetup in Texas next weekend. So, you know, I'd like to grow to that as well, having meetups around the country, doing things face to face as well.
And let's pause here for a message from our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Text, Reclaiming the Classroom by Trenton Goebel. This book is an in-depth exploration of the political climate that favors high-stakes testing and government mandates over the skillful art of teaching and provides teachers a road back to professionalism, autonomy, and respect. It also explores mastery-based learning as the key to facilitating real change and promoting student success through targeted instruction through the Big Three. Identifying student levels of readiness and understanding, targeting students for any needed intervention, and self-evaluate instructional practice. You can pick up the book today at reclaimingtheclassroom.com. You know, I'm just like you. I'm a school leader that wants to get better every single day, and that's why I created a free gift for you called The 15 Questions to Unlock Your Leadership Potential. You can grab it today for free by texting the word UNLOCK NOW to 33444. That's UNLOCK NOW to 33444, and The 15 Questions to Unlock Your Leadership Potential will be delivered straight to your inbox. And now back to our show.
So, you know, one of the things that I've learned from doing this for a while is that those online interactions are real and you do develop good bonds and friendships, and meeting people that you've seen only online and then being able to be with them in person, you really pick up like you are best friends, like you have been around each other for a long time. And that is really a powerful thing. So just because you're not physically by each other, you still develop real relationships, right?
Absolutely. And I didn't expect that when I first joined my masterminds. And on some level, I'll be completely honest, I joined for very selfish reasons and wanting myself to develop as quickly and as in such a detailed way as possible. But what I got was great friendships. And although I joined the masterminds for the podcast and trying to grow this platform that I've created with Better Leaders, Better Schools, I've really gotten the best feedback and coaching around what it means to be an incredible husband and what it means to be a good friend. Quick story is just one of the guys in my mastermind, Jim Judge, he's up in Michigan. We were talking about marriage during one of our masterminds, and this one is all men. So, you know, we just talk about how to be a great husband. And we created this thing, Focus on Your Wife Friday. And it seems kind of silly, but, you know, in a group where all the guys want to be the best version of themselves possible, now we've created this group where, you know, men can sometimes get competitive too. And Fridays for all these guys in their relationships, we're sort of trying to outdo each other on how loving and selfless and compassionate, you know, we could be with our wives. And it goes from, you know, putting together an impromptu vacation to something as little as cleaning all the dishes, right, before your wife wakes up, you know, cooking breakfast and that sort of stuff. Those are small examples, but a really neat, unexpected benefit. Because again, I went there trying to think, how can I grow better leaders, better schools as quickly as possible so I could be cool like you, Jethro? I mean, over 100 episodes is quite an accomplishment. And I've really gotten, how can I be a better husband? How can I be a better friend?
Yeah. And that's pretty awesome. As somebody who cares about those things as well, I see some real value in that. Will you talk about other things besides education as part of your mastermind, or are you going to be solely focused on principles and leadership?
Definitely am open to going there, because I recently bought this book by Michael Hyatt, and I can't remember the second author's name. His first name's Daniel. I can't remember his last name, but he has a company about building champions. And anyways, the book's called Living Forward.
I just bought that too.
Of course you did. Jethro, we're like brothers. This is so awesome. But man, I've gone through it. I have it on audio because I pre-ordered it. So today I finished it. And I am so fired up to take a weekend day. And now, especially since you taught me about how I can outsource editing my podcast, now I'll legit have the time to do this. But to create a life plan, to have that incredible focus. And one of the ideas that was shared in that text, Living Forward, is that you can't compartmentalize your personal, your professional, your spiritual. You know, all this stuff is all interconnected. And so, yeah, I do hope that we can talk about how to be a great dad, how to be a great mom. I'm interested in those questions quite a bit. So I want to learn right alongside people and get that same type of benefit. My pastor, Bill Hybels, he created this Global Leadership Summit. And one of the things that he says is everybody wins when a leader gets better. And another idea around that is all leadership begins with self-leadership. So of course, absolutely, we're going to talk about schools and those challenges. But if other parts of our lives come into the mastermind, I welcome that, because we have a very finite amount of time on this earth. So why not maximize it and do it in a very safe and loving environment through an online mastermind group?
Yeah, absolutely. And the real key there is finding a safe place to share the real challenges and real struggles. That's a thing that, you know, we don't get to talk about a lot as principals, and yet we deal with that all the time. So that's an important thing to be able to do. So if somebody wants to join your mastermind, how do they do that, Daniel?
Yeah, that's easy. Stop by the website, betterleadersbetterschools.com. And Jethro, in the show notes, I'll send you the specific link. I've written a couple blog posts about mastermind specifically. And on there, you can sign up for more information. Tell you the truth, if you just visit the blog at all, the betterleadersbetterschools.com/blog, at any page, when you try to exit, there'll be a little exit pop-up. And that's an opportunity to get more information about masterminds. So just sign up there. They'll get on the email list. From there, you'll get an email back. I'll send you some information, and then we can set up a complimentary 30-minute call, see if the masterminds are right for you. You know, if you think it's a good fit, listener, then there's 3 tiers that you can choose from. I did a number of calls to sort of test this idea, and it works. Masterminds work in every other industry, and sometimes schools are late to the game. And I think this is an example of that. But through those conversations, I realized that people are at different places. So I created 3 tiers, bronze, silver, and gold. And I think they're all respectful of people of different backgrounds and wherever you want to invest in yourself financially. And you know, whatever that is, they're there for you. The gold level has the most amount of benefits, but it's also the largest investment in yourself and your self-growth, but a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, one of the things I'm most excited about too, besides running these masterminds, is, I don't know, Jethro, have you ever done like a DISC assessment or StrengthFinders assessment, anything like that?
Yeah, I've done both of those and love each of them for different reasons.
Right. So, you know, I really value learning, right? Taking those assessments and learning about our own personalities and how the world views us as well. So that'll be a part of it. You know, you'll get a free DISC assessment included in your membership. Another thing too, I'm even excited about, if you're one of the founding members of the Better Leaders, Better Schools Mastermind, I'm going to just send one lucky member ticket to the Global Leadership Summit in Chicago. And you'll have to figure out the travel and the lodging. I mean, maybe I could talk to Erica. Possibly you could stay on the couch, but I'll get your lunch. I'll get your ticket, which is, I don't know, $200, $250. But it's easily the best leadership conference I've ever been a part of. There's the books, you know, that you get every single month and the relationships and really the personal and professional development that you'll get as well.
That sounds awesome, Daniel. I think I want to join it. BetterLeadersBetterSchools.com.
Yeah, thanks, Jethro. I appreciate that. So Jethro, it's been such an honor. Like seriously, I love that we sort of flipped podcasts and you got to host the Better Leaders, Better Schools. I got to host the Transformative Principle and Better Leaders. If you haven't checked that out yet, head over to Jethro's podcast, Transformative Principle, and hear the second part or the first part, however you want to think about it, of us talking about masterminds. But before you go, Jethro, I want to ask you a couple questions that I like to ask all my guests. So number one, what do you do for fun?
Well, I've got four little kids that are 4, 6, 8, and 9. And so I play with my little kids and build blocks, build Legos. That's pretty much what I do for fun when I'm not working or doing the podcast. So playing with my kids.
No, that's great. I think I'd be doing the same thing if I had a bunch of lovely children too. What's a book that every school leader should read right now and why?
Well, I'm going to go with the one that I am right in the middle of, and that is called Fostering Resilient Learners, Creating a Trauma-Informed School or something like that. And by Kristen Sowers, I think is how you say her name. Really good book. We recently started doing some trauma-informed stuff at my school, and it's pretty incredible the impact that it's made and how it's helped kids be more engaged and focused on school. So very awesome, awesome book to read.
You're moving to a deserted island in addition to your family, so they're already coming with you. What three people are you going to bring with and why?
What three people am I going to bring with me to a deserted island?
Yeah.
Man, I wasn't prepared for this question, Daniel. So let me think about that for a sec. I think I would bring my friend Ryan, who is a trapper, and he knows how to hunt, so we could get some food. And then I would bring a spiritual leader. So I'd probably take the guy who is the president of my mission when I served a LDS Church mission in Russia, Larry Lawrence, supreme individual and just an awesome guy. So I'd take him. And then my family's already coming. So besides those two, I've really enjoyed our conversation. So I'd bring Daniel and his family along.
That's awesome. I want to be there. I was hoping I'd make the cut. You know, it's always awkward. You ask your guest, who are you going to bring with? And they're like, not you, man. I'm bringing these other three people.
Yeah, I'll bring you with me.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Jethro. And thank you so much for being a part of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Do you have any parting words of advice? And what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So the best way to get a hold of me is to follow me on Twitter or give me a phone call, 801-7-JETHRO. That's my phone number. 801-753-8476. And my parting words of advice would be, no matter what you're doing, just do your best. And that's always going to be good enough. And the only one who can judge that is you. So don't ever listen to any of the naysayers or those who aren't supporting you, because you know you're doing your best. And that's the best way to be.
Well, Better Leaders, thank you for investing in yourself today by listening to this podcast. Remember that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader. Today's podcast was brought to you by Daniel and Jethro. Be better starting today by heading over to BetterLeadersBetterSchools.com and type Jethro in the search bar. The show notes page will pop up. You'll get the highlights of today's episode, links to all the resources, and the best way to connect. On most mobile phones, you could tap the cover art. Show notes page will magically appear. Jethro, thank you so much for sharing your leadership insights and helping the better leaders be better.
Thank you. It's been an honor turning the mic on you.
Better Leaders, thanks so much for listening to today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to check out the links where you could read more about the mastermind, set up a 30-minute complimentary call, or if you're all in just like me, you can reserve your spot in a better mastermind today. If you enjoyed the show, it would really mean a lot if you could leave a 5-star rating review in iTunes. That's a great way to expand the show's reach and to help serve more school leaders. And if you want to get more content, if you haven't checked out the blog yet, or you'd like to listen to some past episodes, check me out at betterleadersbetterschools.com. Finally, I want to say thank you to Jethro Jones, the host of The Transformative Principle. It was a pleasure speaking to you about masterminds. And listeners, if you haven't checked out his show yet, you can listen to his show at The Transformative Principle. Links in the show notes.